USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a coordinated and comprehensive response to the weather.
That's Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel as the Midwest is bracing for record-breaking cold weather and never-before-felt wind chills.
City workers across agencies and departments have been working around the clock, and they will continue to do that throughout the week.
Parts of the Midwest could feel wind chills tomorrow and Thursday as low as 50 or more degrees below zero. While things may not get that bad in the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic and the South, they too will be getting a blast of Arctic cold. Former advisor to President Trump, Roger Stone, expected to be back in a federal courtroom in Washington today and expected to plead not guilty in the Mueller probe. Outside his Florida home yesterday, he called the case against him, quote, raw abuse of power. Charges against him include obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
A mass shooting of police officers in Houston. Here's USA Radio's Robin Malensky.
Four police officers shot while serving a warrant in the southeast section of the city. Two, we are told, are in critical condition at the hospital. Two suspects killed.
A fifth officer was injured, but police now say he was not shot, though he was treated at a hospital for injuries. Many are wondering if Commissioner Roger Goodell will address the fourth quarter no call in the New Orleans Saints-LA Rams game in Atlanta when he addresses the media tomorrow before Sunday's NFL Super Bowl. Goodell's been silent about the absence of that pass interference call that could have changed things when it comes to the NFC Championship. The utility company found liable for billions of dollars in damages in North Carolina's deadly campfires, declaring bankruptcy. Pacific Gas and Electric filing for Chapter 11 protection today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The White House is putting pressure on Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro by hitting that country's pound oil company with new tough sanctions. The U.S. no longer recognizes Maduro as the rightful president of the South American nation, and in a White House briefing yesterday, the Treasury chief, Steve Mnuchin, blamed Maduro for a humanitarian crisis. The U.S. has recognized Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. He's the opposition leader. Two Florida congressmen are trying to declare animal cruelty a federal felony. Representatives Ted Deutsch and Vern Buchanan, a Democrat and a Republican respectively, are sponsoring the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act. It would make burning, drowning, crushing, suffocating, and otherwise hurting animals punishable by up to 7 years in prison everywhere in the United States. And singer Mariah Carey is being asked to cancel an upcoming performance in Saudi Arabia because of the jailing of women's rights advocates. She is supposed to perform at a concert alongside some others, including rapper Sean Paul, on Thursday. Women in Saudi Arabia were recently granted the right to drive, but some were arrested and even tortured after campaigning for that. A journalist from the Washington Post, of course, also killed inside the Saudi embassy in Istanbul in October. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.